Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. It's Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook.
Why not? Why not? Okay, I don't know if you saw this in the news, but K-pop star Karina posted a handwritten apology on Instagram earlier in March. And what was her offense? Well, having a boyfriend in a country where pop stars are supposed to be just loyal only to their obsessed fans. Now, I've had some issues with K-pop fans myself after I besmirched. There we go. I used it. Besmirched the name of BTS. But the reason we're talking about it today is that it's an extreme example of parasocial relationship. Well, on the line now to talk more about the topic is our resident sex and relationship expert, Rachel Cook. Good morning.
Hiya, Jen. Oh, this is a good one, isn't it?
I've never heard the term before, parasocial, parasocial and in terms of parasocial relationships. So can you explain what it is exactly?
Sure can. So parasocial relationships are one-sided relationships in which a person develops, a strong sense of connection, intimacy, familiarity with someone that they don't know. So it's most often celebrities or media personalities. But, the person invests generally a lot of time, energy and money. And the important part of this is that they believe that there's an actual relationship there. So, it can be with anyone that a person doesn't know that they can develop this relationship. But it is most commonly actors, musicians, athletes, those kind of things. But it can also happen with, interestingly, a whole sports team or a fictional character in a book, TV show or movie. So it's not just about kind of actors, celebs, influencers, it's a whole range of people. But it's basically that you think you kind of believe that you're in a form of relationship with someone who either doesn't know you exist or you might have briefly met in passing.
And we're not just talking about romantic relationships. Can these be friendships as well? Platonic relationships?
Absolutely. So it's pretty common that there's like a romantic or sexual aspect to it in terms of the person who's, who has the parasocial relationship. But it can just be that you're imagining them being like a close friend or part of your sort of wider friendship circle. So, definitely it doesn't have to only be about a romantic or sexual relationship.
Does Instagram and other social media platforms... does it encourage parasocial relationships?
Big time, massively. Oh, wow. We're using we're on screens all the time. We're kind of buried in our phone or our laptop or whatever. It's very much encouraging between like the algorithms of what you're being shown.
Yeah.
So if you've already looked at someone, then more of their stuff is going to pop up, more accounts that are related to that person or that team or whoever it is. It is most commonly kind of an individual, but let's say it could be, Taylor Swift or Beyonce or someone like that, that you're going to be, of course you're being encouraged by social media because of what you're being shown, what's coming up, and it's going to be impacting you in that way because you're just getting more and more exposure that is more and more finely tuned to probably your anxieties, the things you're missing in life, the things that you really value, the things that you care about. There's a big increase in that I'm seeing.
I get it.
Coming to me.
I get it, and they're easier to have nowadays with social media. Like back in the day, I was fully convinced I was Brian Harvey's girlfriend. When I was about 16. Yeah, I loved him so much and I got really jealous over his then real girlfriend, Daniela Westbrook, back in the day in the 90s, in the mid 90s. So I get it. But I'm sure they have a huge impact on people's lives. I mean, how are the parasocial relationships we have with celebrities and influencers and all that kind of stuff affecting our own romantic relationships and attitudes towards love?
Yeah, so there's quite a bit of research out there about the impacts on people, less so about necessarily the kind of actual impacts on their relationships. But certainly I get to talk to lots of people who are in this position. So I get to hear, about how it's impacting them. And I think, it's pretty conflicted for some people. It actually can end up being this, outlet where they sort of enjoy this fantasy relationship with someone and it allows them to, kind of have certain needs met through that fantasy relationship that maybe they're not met, that are not met by their actual romantic partner. And then for other people, it's really detrimental because their expectations within this kind of fantasy relationship are then being placed on their real relationships, which can mean that people are, really, really withdrawing from real life connections. connection and communication, because they can, you know, kind of disappear into this relationship that doesn't actually exist. So it's pretty mixed, because I think, yeah, there can be, it can be, sometimes it's wholly positive for people, sometimes it's wholly negative, but the vast majority of time there are aspects that are kind of, you know, maybe not so functional, and aspects that, you know, give people kind of meaning and pleasure and a bit of ease and escape in a way that actually works quite well for them.
What is the difference though between being a fan and being in a parasocial relationship?
Yeah, so many would say the difference really is whether you actually believe that you have a relationship with the person. So you're heading towards something that can be quite delusional. And obviously, as that gets, now this could be for a fan or a parasocial relationship, you know, it's, it can start to become seriously, you know, dysfunctional or even dangerous if the person is spending, you know, all of their time and money on this, you know, this person that they're becoming kind of obsessed with, and may even, you know, at the kind of extreme end, it can mean things like stalking. But the difference really is that a fan generally is still aware that, you know, they're not actually in any kind of a relationship with the person. They might still fantasize about that sometimes, but a parasocial relationship, although it might sound like it's much more extreme, in some ways I would say a lot of people, when you really talk to them, have some celebrities, or, you know, again, it could be fictional characters, you know, who they feel very kind of invested in and have, you know, real conversations with, and on some level sort of believe that they know that person and that they're in some sort of relationship with each other. But that's often how the difference is defined, as to how much you believe that this thing is real, even if you know that it isn't.
Yeah, and just putting aside the celebrities for a second, those weirdos, right? We just put them in the corner just for a second. Can you have a parasocial relationship with somebody in work or at the gym? Or, you know what I mean, in your own everyday life?
Yeah, you can. So it can, you know, it definitely, it tends to be for sure celebrities. But really, it is just about having a, you know, a fantasy relationship with someone who either doesn't know you at all, or you might only know in passing, like, let's say, a work colleague. You know, some would say that that's closer to like a crush. Okay. But I guess, you know, a lot of these terms are evolving over time as language changes. And so there's going to be different people who have different definitions for these. But I would say, yes, you can have a parasocial relationship with someone who is not, you know, famous or kind of in authority. But it does tend to be more known to be that, because that's, you know, often what we're attracted to, is the, you know, the sense of having, feeling that we know a lot about them. Even if that's not true, because obviously, you know, the media and celebrity puts out all sorts of untruths about things at times. But that's less likely to happen with, let's say, a coworker, because you're probably not going to know loads about them, or, you know, and them not know anything about you.
What kinds of people are you know, more vulnerable to ending up in a parasocial relationship?
Yeah, so this one is also interesting. There's quite conflicting kind of surveys and research about this. On one hand, I've seen that some research has shown that it's people who are, you know, kind of more outgoing, extroverted, gregarious, who tend to have parasocial relationships, because they just quite easily form those connections, but they also have lots of connections in their own life. And then I've seen research to show that people that are maybe much more introverted, who also have more avoidant attachment style, that they are more likely to have parasocial relationships, because there's less vulnerability and risk in these kind of fantasy relationships, right? So they're not really having to put themselves out there and risk kind of rejection and showing themselves and going through the kind of, you know, the difficult parts of real relationships, of you know, the everyday stuff of getting to know someone. So, you know, a lot of people would say, though, that something that's very much in common is loneliness. So even someone who might be very social generally, they might be going through a particularly lonely, you know, isolated period in their life, either because they've moved to a new country, they're in a new job that they don't have good connections in, or they're not dating anyone at that time and, you know, would really like to be in a relationship. So mostly I would say it's about loneliness, is that that makes people much more vulnerable to creating these relationships, because we need connection and bonds in our lives.
Real connection.
It doesn't have to mean that we have to have, we don't have to have a romantic partner necessarily, but we do need connections, and most people are kind of lacking community community and, you know, kind of safe enough connections. So we're going to be more vulnerable to creating these fantasy ones for ourselves.
Okay. Rachel, really interesting stuff. Thank you so much for joining me again today. Rachel Cook is a psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She's on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end if you want to go and give her a follow. And she'll be back with us next week to talk about codependency. And we'll be back after these.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.